And in the meantime, I found Rhonda Vinson. Hello, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey there. I am just waking up. We flew early morning from Norfolk, Virginia, down up to Little Rock, Arkansas. So we're just arriving here. And it's been a very long day already, but I fell asleep.
Well, you're allowed to do that. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to have to wake you up, but I wanted to give you a chance. We haven't talked in a while. I looked at the calendar. It had been since April 27th, and I thought, well, that's too long.
And, that's right.
It's too long. And then I thought, well, heck, your festival's coming up, and if I don't talk to you today, it'll be over before I get back to it.
Oh, that was so nice of you.
Yeah, tell them. I'm talking about Sally Mountain.
It's my family's festival.
Yeah.
And it starts in just a few days. It starts on Wednesday, July. I can't believe this. This is June, but it's going to be July before you know it.
Yeah.
So July the 3rd. And my family hosts a festival. I think it's the 27th year.
Wow.
In Queen City, Missouri. So it's in the Midwest. Wherever you are, you can just migrate toward the center of the United States, and people come from all over the world. There's already campers there. I talked to Mom this morning.
Really?
And she said, there's campers there already. In fact, they're having a jam there tonight. So if you're up in North Missouri, we'll just drive over and just enjoy the jam. Mom and Dad will be jamming there tonight. But it's at Sally Mountain Park, Queen City, Missouri. And if you want to, for details and for the schedule, who's going to be there when, go to sallymountainshow.com. Or you can go to rhondavincent.com. It's on our schedule, and there's a link there, too.
Yeah.
But it runs from Wednesday through Sunday. I will be there all 5 days. I perform with my family, the Sally Mountain Show, because I grew up in this musical family, traced back 5 generations of the Vincent family.
Wow.
We were called the Sally Mountain Show, and we continued that tradition, and my brother Brian will be there. Performing will be Mom and Dad and Brian and I and Lloyd Allen, a friend that was a guitar player in the Sally Mountain Show for many years. And so it's so much fun because you get to meet family. Mom does her home cooking. She bakes homemade pies all through the festival, so I bet she's already baking those. And there's, it becomes these friendships that I don't think that you can, you might not find anywhere else. People come and camp. And now from that, it's this reunion because there's Don and Ann Adams. They drive down from Canada, way up in northern Ontario. And then you have Susanna, who usually comes from all the way from Norway. And from everywhere. And then we were most recently out in California and Utah. And Mom, every time I get home or each day if I talk to Mom, she'll say, we had somebody call from Utah. They're coming to the festival. So this year I'm finding because of all of our travels around coast to coast, there are many people that have never been there before. So it's exciting. So Wednesday is my family plays every day, the Sally Mountain Show.
Really?
On Wednesday we have Leona Williams, country music artist.
Sure.
And then on Thursday, I believe it's Junior Sisk who is going to join us. On Friday, it's Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. The Rage will come in and be there Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, we have a Lonesome River Band, along with my daughters. They had a band in college called Next Best Thing. And in fact, it was born there at the festival. There was a shortage of a band. My brother told the girls, he said, come on, come to the stage and sing something because we have a band that didn't show up. And he said, you're not your mother, but you're the next best thing, so get up here.
Oh, so that's where the name came from.
That is exactly where the name came from.
I like that.
And so they have their, I guess you could call that a reunion show because they come together for their grandparents each year, and it's really nice. So they'll do a show on Saturday. But family, fun, fellowship, and just a great time.
And you get to perform every day?
Every day. And I'll be hosting I'm hosting a workshop maybe on Thursday, Friday. I'm not sure what day it is. Maybe not. My brother does all this booking and the scheduling.
Okay.
So
okay.
See
well,
what he's got in store for. I get there, and I just know I'm going to be there. And so for whatever we need, I'm there for.
And
on Wednesday morning, we host a fan club party. So if you're a member of the fan club, or you can join the fan club and call. We enjoy a meal together at the Kirksville Country Club. So,
I just have to assume that your mother is baking pies with Martha White flour?
That's right, absolutely. She always bakes right with Martha White, you know.
I know you're waking up, but I'm trying to get you back in the Rhonda Vincent mode that I know and love.
Yeah, we're not used to we're not used to flying. We're usually on the Martha White Bluegrass Express.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those rare times. And what we did, our flights were delayed on Thursday night. So I didn't get into Norfolk until 2 a.m. on Friday morning. And then, so it was a late night. It was an early morning then. Got up and we performed there last night. And then, you know, we got up at 4 a.m. my time. So, that's normally when Hunter Berry's going to bed, not getting up.
You know, did you make a comment, was it on Facebook or Twitter in the last month or so, something about you know when you've been, or could have been on your website, I know you blog onto your website a lot, that you know when you've been home for several days because you haven't slept well?
That's exactly right. It was recently, in recent weeks, because we were off the road, and I couldn't wait to get back on the bus and have a long overnight bus ride. It was wonderful. What happened? It was almost like a sedative. We were tired anyway. But the second we all got on the bus at the airport, we had a meal, and we got on the bus, and everybody was out like a light. I went up there, and Aaron never went to bed. He just sat there and put his cap over his eyes, and he was snoring like a sailor.
Well, I guess you spend that bus has really become. Well, it's not your home, but it's become a really good second home.
Yeah, well, you know what? It probably is like home because we're on here more than we are at our homes with our family. So
that's true.
So it was, it's not for everybody. My mother she says she can't sleep well on the bus because she was always driving. If you watched a Country's Family Reunion, a lot of people have seen that, and I talked about how she drove the bus, you know, and the first time we got the bus and it had the straight transmission, and, you know, she said that they called her a double clutching mom, I guess is what they did on there. It's not for everybody. Not everybody can sleep on the bus, but boy, when you do, it's the best sleep ever.
Well, when you said that, I thought you don't hear a lot of band, you know, people who are on the road a lot. That's like, geez, I got to get on the bus again. And here you have spent so much time on the bus, and like you said, it helps you sleep. But I remember that comment, and I thought next time I talk to her, I have to ask her about that.
Yeah, well, we absolutely love it, and today is never more. When we see the side of the bus is a welcome sight.
Wow. You know, there aren't many, I don't know, there aren't many band members that I've talked to that have that attitude. I think it's neat, though.
Yeah. Oh, we love it.
It's got everything you need. Now, I understand the Sally Mountain story, and you've mentioned a little bit about growing up in that festival with your family and everything, but and you say 27 years it's been continuous.
This is 27 years. Oh. And, Sally will be 27 years old this year. So I think I was pregnant with her from the very first festival that they hosted because she was born in October. So
now, besides.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, really? Gosh.
She hasn't missed a single festival, huh?
But besides the festival, though, there was also a performing band of your family band, correct? I mean, am I right on that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Right. Yes, yes. We were the Sally Mountain Show. We toured the world as the Sally Mountain
That's
Show.
That's right. That's right. I wanted
originating, you know, when I was 5 years old and we had a television show, a radio show, made our first recording. And this TV show was not just, it was my grandpa, mom and dad, aunts, uncles, cousins, friend, and there's also a friend. So they called it the Sally Mountain Show instead of the Vincent family.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I like to try to make things make sense, and I thought, well, what was the connection? Okay, so that's what it was.
Yeah,
Sally Mountain
that's
Show.
Why, and that never makes sense because then eventually, you know, my grandfather passed away. It wasn't aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends anymore. It was mom and dad and I, so we just continued as the Sally Mountain Trio, and then as my brothers came along, we became the Sally Mountain Show again. So, yeah, it was a little confusing, but that's because of early on it was... You know, it was friends in addition to family.
So until you had Sally, there was not a Sally in the bunch.
That's right. And people would always call mom and I, or one of us, Sally. You know, which one of you is Sally? Well, neither one of us. You know, so, yeah, when had our first baby, it's like, okay, it's time we have a Sally in the Sally Mountain Show.
The and you mentioned you were playing it at such a young age. I guess music was when you were home. Were you playing music? I mean, outside of school, that's always been a fascinating thing. I've talked to Ronnie Stoneman about you know, her early life, and they just thought everybody played music.
Yeah, we did too. It was the same thing. We had a music party every night. When I got school age, Dad picked me up from school, and my grandpa and Dad and I would play till dinner. And after dinner, friends came over, and we played till bedtime. So, you know, it's fun till you get to be a teenager and you find out that Tommy Parsons and Barb Wheeler are at the skating rink and you're there playing with your family.
Well, did you get to go to the skating rink, or are we still holding that grudge?
Not very often. Okay. Dad didn't want us going and staying all night with anybody. You know, their friends were going and having overnight parties, and you're just staying all night. Connie went to Janet Yearns' house, and I never got to go,
I bet if Rhonda Vincent wants to go skating now, she can go skate.
Now I wouldn't go skating because I know I'd hurt myself. I wouldn't be able to play. But, you know, that was part of the thing. I think my dad had a car wreck when I was two.
Oh.
And I think, you know, even though music was very prevalent in the Vincent family, I think it became ever more present because he kept us at arm's length. He couldn't run after us. You know, he had his car wreck, broke his neck, wasn't expected to walk again. So he regained... you know, some of the feeling in his leg, was able to walk with a cane. But see, he couldn't just jump up and grab us. So I think it was a way to keep us here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, at arm's length, he knew he didn't have to worry about us. We weren't going to get hurt. And then, I mean, any type of dangerous mode, because this was our living for our family. So it was very important. The very first time, this was in elementary school, and a badminton racket came back and sprained my wrist. And he went to school, you know, said, I don't want her playing this anymore.
Oh, wow.
You know, so in softball, first I got joined a softball team. The softball came and hit a finger. He said, that's it. Basketball, jammed a finger, drew. It's like, okay, no more of this. Because it was our living, and that was, you know, very important to our livelihood. So, you know, a lot of things like that. He's like, no, we can't do that. Plus, we're playing every day, you know, so that was not the focus. Well, other people might be going to, you know, staying after school for basic softball practice or whatever.
Yeah.
He picked me up. We got home and we got started playing and singing.
Now, we've all seen you play fiddle and mandolin. Of course, you sing like the Dickens. But, I mean, did you play any other instruments?
Oh, yeah. He got us started on all of them. Technically, my first instrument was a snare drum at 6 years old. For my sixth birthday, I got a stand, a snare drum, and a set of brushes, and I became the official drummer of the Sally Mountain Show, probably because that's the only instrument they didn't have, I would guess.
Huh.
And then at 8 years old, we played at a country music show over in Marceline, Missouri, and the guy said, okay, whoever doesn't play an instrument, like he had a lot of wives that would just come up and sing a song, and I would sing a song, and, you know, Mom would play a upright bass, and Dad had played banjo, and, well, he played everything, banjo, fiddle, electric guitar, whatever they needed. He was the utility guy. But when they said, okay, no, you don't play, you don't get paid. And Dad said, here's the mandolin, here's G, C, and D, and you're going to be playing this every Saturday night.
Really?
For 2.5 hours. So I started playing by necessity. And then you got the music party. Then, you know, during the week here we were having playing, and it would go in the round, and he would say, take it, Rhonda. So, okay, take what? So you got to figure that out. What am I supposed to take? And then as I got, I guess I was about 12, and he said, you know, and Dad played everything, so he would get you started on them, and you took it from there. We were playing every day, so you had a chance to, you know, I listened to records and slowed them way down to learn, you know, the different breaks on them eventually. But, you know, same way with the fiddle, you take it, Rhonda, take what? I got to figure out, you know, what am I going to do here? He showed us Boil the Cabbage Down and a couple more, and then, you know, you're just playing every day. You learn to play by ear.
Wow. Obviously you love playing music. I mean, it seems to hasn't stunted you in any way. I mean, I'm just trying to, when I see you play, you clearly love performing and love music and love playing music and love hearing music.
I do. I live it. You know, it's been my life for so long. I can't imagine, life without music.
Yeah.
It is a constant focus. And I had a friend, her husband played in the original Sally Mountain Show when I was five. He's in the album cover of that time frame. And she told me, I think about when I got about 21, 22, she said, man, I thought that you would, the minute you got a chance, she said, I watched you every day. You played, you sang. I mean, this kind, she lived only a block away, too. So she saw every moment of this and watched this. And she said, I thought that you would get as far as you could away from that once you grew up.
Really?
And could, you know, could leave that. But she said, instead, you grew to love it. And she was just saying how amazing it is to have watched this since I was a little girl. And, you know, to see that, I just love that, I grew to love that, and that I have gone on to make that into a career.
Well, you can't.
That is pretty neat. There's probably not that many people that actually saw that and, you know, that progression.
I mean, we talk about this, and I don't know, you've been on four or five times, and I don't think it's a big surprise. The energy level you have on stage is just, and I know that you're a performer, and I know that you're a seasoned performer, but when I see you play on stage, you are really enthusiastic and having a good time and really into, I don't think it's just a performance is what I'm saying. I think that you would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes that, you know, if it, maybe you don't feel well, I mean, that just comes from, and I really draw from that many times, depending on what type of situation that you get into. Hunter and I was talking about this morning, that whatever situation you get into, that you learn how to deal with it. And that comes from being raised by my, you know, mom and dad and performing in so many different scenarios. I mean, one of the greatest life lessons, and I have seen, like, I've gone to a comedy show, maybe there's only four or five of us there, and the comedian would get so hung up about that there's nobody there, that's all he could really talk about, instead of just entertaining the people that were in front of him, you know? He didn't make it fun for him. He just couldn't get over that, and that consumed him.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest life lessons, my family played at Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. We were staff musicians, worked an eight and a half hour shift where we played, that we punched a clock. We started playing at 8 a.m. and we did 5 1-hour shows throughout the course of the day. And one day, and then we would play there 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, drive all night Friday night to a festival and play there Saturday, Sunday, drive all night Sunday night and be playing again at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
Wow.
So one particular day, I mean, this is, I guess, when I was got to be almost a teenager, but one particular day, it was pouring down rain and there wasn't a soul out there. I mean, just an absolute downpour. Nobody's out there, just empty seats. And I mean, got a bad attitude. We're thinking, nobody's there. Why would we play? Why don't we just sit here and wait till it stops raining? Dad said, no, they're paying us to play, and we're going to play a show. That's what they pay us to do. So we're playing our show, and I'm thinking, why? So the next week, we get a call from Hal Durham, who was then the head of the Grand Ole Opry. And he calls my dad. He said, hey, I want to invite your family to appear on the Grand Ole Opry. And so we had recently met Charlie Louvin. My dad said, I want to thank Charlie for recommending us. And he said, Charlie didn't have anything to do with this. You know, he didn't recommend you, and that's not why we're inviting you. And he said, well, then how did you know us, you know? He said, well, last week, my family and I were on vacation in Branson, Missouri, and the rain was pouring down, and we were around the corner listening to your family play as we waited for the rain to go away. Hmm. And it taught me that no matter, you may not think that there's anybody listening, but you just never know, and you never know who might be listening, so you always play your heart out no matter where it is. And I think I always have that mentality. It's like, okay, I'm so blessed to get to do this, and so for each performance, you know, I want that love of what we do. You want to have that.
Yeah. Well, you put it all, I mean, you do it every single time. I've never seen Rhonda Vincent in the Rage when it wasn't 100%. Of course, I've always been
well,
there.
Thanks.
There's been packed houses, so I haven't seen you have to play to two people yet.
You haven't.
I haven't had a chance. Maybe if you could.
We better play no matter where we are, no matter what. We better play the same. I'll just say that.
Well, I was going to say I hope to get to see you where there's only three people, but I don't really. But I, you know, I just trust that you're doing.
You never know.
Well, maybe not. Well, Sally Mountain. Well, this is exciting. I mean, gosh, you're there. You're back where you grew up, and you're doing the festival thing, and I just had a thought Thursday or Friday. I thought, gosh, if I don't get Rhonda on before then, the whole festival will be gone and we won't get a chance to talk about the history of it. And
well, I so appreciate that. Thank you very much for thinking of us.
Well, listen, sorry they have to wake you up. I didn't know your flight was delayed when we set this up. But
oh, no problem. You never know when you fly.
No,
it's
you
all
don't.
Good.
You don't. There it's you go. Rhonda Vincent, once again, answering the call. Literally this time. Well, all right. Well, listen, enjoy your festival and enjoy that Martha White, all those baked goods from your mother. And we'll do this again. I try to calendar you in for every 2 months just so I make sure that I reach you and talk to you again and just keep the stream going. So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I'll count on it then.
All right. Rhonda from the Road. That's what we'll call it.
Rhonda from the Road. You got it.
All right, Rhonda Vincent. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.